Okay, well, we've started to get into the Steelers, and say they look about like they always do. Real good on defense, top of the league in takeaways, run defense, don't allow many points, tough physical team. As usual on offense, they have a real good running game. Roethlisberger's done a real good job working back into it of throwing the ball deep, spreading it around, getting it to all the receivers, and balancing it up with the running game. So, you know, they're very impressive all the way around. They can do pretty much everything they need to do, run it, throw it, stop the run, take it away, rush the passer, good in the kicking game. So they're just a real solid football team. We know Pitt's a tough place to play, so we got a lot of work to do this week, and a big challenge ahead of us, and looking forward to going up there and competing with them, and know that they're one of the best teams in the league, and certainly a team that'll be a big challenge for us to play Sunday night.
Bill, when you look at the Steelers defensively, how much different are they from what you've seen over the years? I know you said they're good as they always are, but how much schematically what they're doing is different?
No, not a lot. Not a lot. You know, Coach LeBeau always has a change up here or there, but you know, they've been so successful doing what they're doing, they really don't do a whole lot different, or don't do a whole lot of things that you haven't seen before, because they're successful of doing it. They don't really need to change much. So they're well coached. They're really solid, and you have to worry about everybody, the outside linebackers, the inside linebackers, the safeties, the down linemen, corners are good tacklers. And so they have good players, and they use them all in ways that are weapons for the defense that are problems offensively that you have to handle. And those guys make a lot of plays. So they're well coached. They're very talented, and they're, you know, they do really a good job on everything, particularly defensively, but you know, all the way across the board. But they're very good on defense.
Bill, when it comes to scouting their offense, do you just start with when Roethlisberger started playing?
Well, sure. That's been four games now, so we can definitely get a good look at him. But at the same time, in the earlier games, they still ran their offense. They wasn't like they put in a whole new offense when Roethlisberger came back. They continued to do what they do, and certainly it changes a little bit with him because of his style of play and his ability on the deep ball, his strength in the pocket, and all those things. But the plays themselves are really pretty consistent, regardless of, you know, who the quarterback has been. The other 10 guys are doing the things that they do in their offense.
Bill, for Sunday night games, is there any difference in terms of preparation, or how are things a little bit different this week with the game being later?
You know, not really any difference. I think everything from today up until Saturday night, you know, really all be the same. Our practices, our travel, and all that. Just Sunday is longer time until game time. Instead of playing at 1, you know, we played 7 hours later. So that Sunday will be a little bit different. But I think the rest of the week really is we'll be on our normal practice schedule and take the preparation in the same steps that we normally take it in on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Bill, do you have any further update on Steven Duskowski?
No, not at this time.
One more on Roethlisberger. Does he look like he had time off, or does he look like regular like he did last year and the year before and whatever?
Yeah, he looks like he's looked. I think if you didn't know the dates of the games and you just watched watch the games this year and watch games last year, the year before, you'd have a hard time saying, oh, this is 8, this is 09, this is 10. Ben looks like Ben, and he's got a great style of play. He's a very physical guy, hard to tackle, hard to get down, makes a lot of big plays down the field, uses all his receivers. You've got to defend all of them, the tight ends, the backs. Ward, Randall L. You know, Hughes gets the ball to, of course, Heath Miller a lot. Wallace is a big play for him. Sanders is, you know, has stepped in there, so he, you know, he uses all of them, and he's, you know, he's a big threat himself back there to buy time in the pocket or, you know, pull it down a run if he has to. Hard guy to tackle.
So it was mentioned yesterday just about the possibility of bringing in a kicker if Steven can't go. In the event that happens, how do you decide on who it will be? I've heard stories where teams bring in two guys and there's an actual competition. How do you judge it based on sort of such a specific skill, I guess, that you're assessing?
Well, I can't really speak for any other team. I would just say for the Patriots, what we try to do is when we look at a position or a replacement at a position that we need, we look at the players who are available, take into consideration all the information that we have about those players, both past and present, depending on what their individual situation happens to be, which that can be, you know, that can encompass a lot of things. Could be their physical condition. It could be when they were last with the team or which team it was or what kind of system they were in with that team or teams, all those type of things, as well as the evaluation of their skills. Sometimes a workout is part of that, or even if it is part of it, sometimes that carries more, a little more weight than others, depending on how well we know the player or are confident in what his skill set is. So it's really a big menagerie of information, and some information carries more weight and is overriding than others, depending on the particular situation and player and position that we're talking about. So it's really the best way I can answer the question. It's not, you know, I can't sit here and say the criteria is A, B, and C. There's probably 10 to 15 criteria, and they could be ordered differently depending on a variety of circumstances.
Are you allowed to bring your guys out and have them, like, are you allowed to have Zoltan hold or any of, or have a Ingram snap or anything like that?
What we're permitted to do, we do. What we're not permitted to do, we don't do.
I'll look it up later.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of rules that govern workouts as far as, you know, pads and physicals and all those kind of things. So, you know, what we can do, we do. What we can't do, we don't do.
Take a couple more questions.
So what do you see from Pouncey, the rookie offensive lineman for the Steelers?
Well, he, you know, he's played a lot for him. You know, he's like any young player, talented young player. You know, you see some things that are impressive. He's athletic. He's strong. He plays with good technique. There's certainly things that experience-wise that, you know, I'm sure he's learning every week and every day. So it's, you know, I mean, he's done a good job for him, and I'm sure he'll continue to get better because I know he's a hard worker and a tough kid. And he's shown that he can compete at this level, no question about that. And I think he's getting better. It's, you know, he's like every rookie. There are things that I'm sure he'll be better at in time than he is right now, but he's certainly very competitive right now.
Take a final question.
Between Woodley, Ferrier, Timmons, and Harrison, what stands out to you when you look at this linebacker group?
Well, I think you see a lot of speed and athleticism inside with Ferrier and Timmons. Both those guys can run. They're very athletic. They can cover a lot of ground. You know, Harrison and Woodley are physical. They're, you know, real good pass rushers. That's their strength, and they really become defensive ends when they go to a sub defense, and Ferrier and Timmons are more of the cover linebackers, although they will change up and have Harrison and Woodley cover, or Ferrier and Timmons rush from time to time, but their primary roles are as I described them, and they think they complement each other well. They're all good. They're all physical. They all are pretty athletic. I'd just say two of them are more pass rushers, and the other two are more behind the line of scrimmage type linebackers, and that's the role that they're using. I'm not saying they can't rush, but that's not their primary role.
All right, thank you, Coach.